Tiger Woods won the first round of the Accenture Match Play Tournament. He beat some dude with a Spanish name. I don't know what his name is. It doesn't matter. I've never heard of him, and unless he wins a major, he won't matter either. Let's be honest. All we care about in golf are majors and Tiger Woods. That's all we care about. Even when Phil Mickelson is out there, when Nicholson wins, we all say, well, he should. And when he loses, well, how did he choke this one away? What happened? At the end of the day, though, it's all about Tiger and majors. And how quickly we forget about how great Tiger Woods really was. Everybody said, well, he's done. He'll never be the same ever since the affairs and the accident and the divorce and the losing skid and the fact that he was injured a couple times and the accusations of using performance-enhancing drugs and Dr. Gallia out in Toronto. Please, I'm rooting for Tiger. And I've never been a golf guy, and I've never been a golf fan, and I've never been a Tiger fan. I'm not rooting against Tiger. Golf's just not my thing. My father never played it. I never held a club in my hand. I don't own clubs. The reason why I'm rooting for Tiger Woods is because, one, I think it would be a travesty if one of the greatest golfers of all time suddenly just falls off, his career just falls off the face of the earth because of problems at home. I want him to pass Jack Nicklaus. Why? Because he's my generation's Jack Nicklaus. I didn't see Jack Nicklaus play golf. I don't like golf, but you know what? I'll watch Tiger. Day four of a major, I'm watching Augusta when he's walking down 18 and he's got the lead and the red shirt on. I'm watching U.S. Open. I'm watching PGA Championship. When it comes back to Rochester, guess who everybody's watching? Tiger. They may not be rooting for him, but they're watching him. And if he comes back and starts winning again, starts winning majors again, what's everybody going to do? They're going to start to root for Tiger again. Oh, what a great story. Oh, comeback. He really is the greatest golfer ever. He always was. He went through a slump. He's been through this before, not to this extent. I hate saying this because it's an intangible, but it's true. Tiger Woods is way too talented to never win another major, let alone just go on a drought in professional golf. He's too good to let that happen. Now, for everyone saying that they hate Tiger because of what he did, especially women, you're allowed to have an opinion. That's fine. I don't want to hear it. And from guys who are saying, yeah, you know what? I can't believe what Tiger did. But you know what? I forgive him. Really? Who the hell are you? What did Tiger do to you? Whether you choose to forgive him or say, well, I won't forgive him. What did Tiger Woods do to you, person? Nothing. He cheated on his wife many, 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 many times. Apply that to your own marriage. Have you ever done that? No? Good for you. That's awesome. I've never been married. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like to have the honeymoon year and then have a child and then have my wife get fat and then get moody and then I would get fat or get moody and have problems and go through a slide or a seven-year itch or work all day, hold down two jobs, never see each other, and have problems, and try to work things out. I've never had to go through that stuff. Maybe you have, and maybe you've been able to keep it together, as far as you know. It took this broad a long time to figure out Tiger Woods was messing around, and apparently he was messing around with a lot of ladies, and no one knew about it until the first proverbial shoe fell. Then all the dominoes came down. I hate using cliches, but that's what happened. Ellen Nordgren had no idea what was going on. None. Until it became worldwide news. Then everybody came out. And all these women who slept with Tiger, they all came out because they wanted their 15 minutes. I want to know how they all kept quiet this whole time. I want to know how Tiger Woods was never seen in tabloids with these women. Man, he did a hell of a job keeping this thing quiet for as long as he did. And the fact that he apologized to the world to keep his sponsors or whatever was left that would keep him, we should say. If he had to do that for his family and for his sponsors, I get it. That's fine. Tiger Woods doesn't owe me a damn thing. And he doesn't owe you a damn thing either. And when Tiger Woods comes back and goes on a tear, I'm going to be the first guy rooting for him. I don't even like golf. But you know what I do enjoy? Forgiveness.